I think the future is a lot of what we're seeing now start to take shape, which is issues surrounding the diversity of the field. It's 90% white and primarily female and upper middle class. I think issues surrounding pay and labor are also going to hopefully be addressed a bit more. One of the things I like most about my position is that I'm able to hire people and advocate for higher pay for them, which is something I've been doing all throughout my life. I've advocated for pay, and I'm really starting to see more and more professionals doing that and being very transparent about what salaries are. So I think that that's very impressive. So I guess it's less around the actual techniques of conservation. I don't see as much change happening around that as it is more change happening around the profession itself. Who gets to practice it? What kind of authority do they get to have? Who gets access? Who has power? How much are they paid? What are their working conditions like? What voice do they have? What impact do they have? And so it's not so much even focused on the conservator. It's also focused then on the stakeholder, the people who own these objects or the people who have a stake. What kind of voice and power and authority do they now have? And that's where I think there's a shift happening where there is going to become more access